KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Was. He went to a kibbutz when he was a young man in Israel. There was a kibbutz that Marxists went to, but there was one that Stalinists went to. And he went to the one for Stalinists. He trashes our country left and right. Trashes the president. Trashes Netanyahu. He's a horribly self-hating Jew. And they do exist in large numbers, unfortunately. And I think he would have been a very good camp commandant for the enemy. What do you think of that, Mr. Bidiz? I really do. You know, all right, let's see how much of this we can take. Cut 7, go.
Netanyahu's wars in Gaza, West Bank, Iran.
So let's stop right there. Netanyahu's wars in Gaza. Did he start a war in Gaza? In the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. Who's been making these horrific terrorist attacks in those areas? In Iran? His war in Iran? His war in Lebanon? Bernie Sanders gets away with this stuff. He's an old man and people kind of, you know, laugh him off and so forth. He's a dangerous, poisonous man. Dangerous, very dangerous. Go ahead.
Have not only been grossly immoral and destructive, but they are also impacting billions of people throughout the world. Here in the United States, you know, we're having 60% of our people living paycheck to paycheck.
So that's Netanyahu. 60% of the people living paycheck to paycheck. I have an idea. Cut their taxes. Cut their property taxes. Cut their income taxes. Cut sales taxes. Then they'll have more money. What's his answer to that, ladies and gentlemen? Socialism doesn't create paychecks. It creates welfare. Socialism doesn't create wealth. It redistributes wealth. Socialism doesn't build businesses. It destroys businesses. So what's the answer that Bernie Sanders has? He has no answer. He's got propaganda. He's got agitprop. He's got emotional arguments. That's not fair, and you shouldn't have to do that, and that is a right, and so forth and so on. It's all bullcrap. Go ahead.
Deal with his gas in Vermont. I think it's over $4 a gallon.
Why is gas in Vermont over $4 a gallon? Anybody know? Because Vermont, except for you patriots in Vermont who listen to this program, but the rest of it, is like Europe. It's crackpot. It's crackpot. All throughout New England. New England doesn't create energy. There's not a lot of oil and gas drilling going on in New England. And so these policies that these leftists in New England push, with climate change and all the rest of it, it impacts their constituents the most and worst. And then they blame oil companies. Or they blame billionaires. Or they blame nature. Well, never nature, actually. They drive up the cost of everything, and then they blame everybody who's trying to create, you know, the energy that we need. Go ahead.
And that means less money for food, less money to be able to pay the rent. So what you are seeing is all across this country.
I would love to debate this man. We've tried and tried and tried. I don't believe in debating the insane and neo-fascists and neo-Nazis. That I don't do. There's nothing to debate. I'm not going to debate to defend my faith and my ancestry. That's crap. But I will debate an issue like this, happily so. The socialists don't like to debate. What are they going to say? Just incredible. And now they want to impeach Pete Hegseth, who's doing a fantastic job. That's the best these fools can do. It's grotesque. Ask the people of Iran, if you could, if they side with Pete Hegseth or Bernie Sanders. Ask the people of Iran, if you could, if they side with the Republicans or the Democrats. Ask the people of Iran if they side with our president or NATO. Ask the people of Iran. Ask the people in Lebanon who've been abused by Hezbollah if they side with Netanyahu or Bernie Sanders. Ask them. Ask the people in Iran if they side with Netanyahu or Bernie Sanders. Ask them. We know who they all side with. The people who are abused, the people who are murdered and raped and tortured by these terrorists, they love Trump and they love Netanyahu. Do you want to know why Tucker Carlson wouldn't get off the airport, out of the airport into Israel? Because he knows he's hated. But he went to Qatar, didn't he? Mm-hmm. You got Adam Schiff. You got all these Chris Van Hollen. The media just keep pushing them out there. All these cable shows and others. Then we have this guy, Hassan Piker. He was at Yale yesterday. He is a terror-supporting piece of crap. Cut 14, go.
I am reminded, however, of some famous words spoken by a guy by the name of Mao Zedong.
Hey, the students, they love it.
Speaking with an American journalist in 1946...
Now, he killed 60 million people, Mao Zedong. 60 million. Go ahead.
Said these words. All reactionaries are paper tigers. In appearance, the reactionaries are terrifying. But in reality, they are not so powerful. Speaking of U.S. imperialism, people seem to feel that it is terrifically strong. But it will be proved that the U.S. reactionaries, like all reactionaries in history, do not have much strength. In the United States, there are others who are really strong. The American people.
See how they're kicking their floor with their shoes, Mr. Deuce? These are Yale students. Cut. Where am I going here? Cut 15, go.
The fall of the USSR was one of the greatest catastrophes of the 20th century.
Listen to this guy. Here they are with their
seats.
Just
wait. Listen. Maybe you'll agree. Not only was there incalculable harm done to every single country under its banner, child prostitution, skyrocketing suicide rates, life expectancy plummeting, but America was no longer contested around the globe. And it is precisely because of the end to to that multipolarity that we saw accelerated neoliberalism that is devastating every Western nation.
I feel like this is a mental institution, don't you? These are people who are going to be graduating from Yale. Cut 16, go.
Empires never die quietly, and we must end the American empire regardless. But we must manage the retreat of a superpower from the world stage. This is a challenge for our time. Actually, this is the challenge for our time. Because if we do not do this, then the American empire will come to an end in a much more violent way.
He's one of the biggest podcasters on the left. Now, he's got a lot of foreign eyes and listeners, too. Don't get me wrong. He is sought out by certain Democrats who are running for office. Roy Khanna was proud of his appearance on this guy's show, and he said he'd do it again. This is the Democrat Party that takes on, this guy is a Marxist, Islamist jihadi. They take those people in. They take on neo-Nazis, like the guy who's running for the Senate in Maine. They take these people in. And the woke Reich, R-E-I-C-H, neo-fascists that I and others have been pushing out of our party, out of our movement, the president has as well, many of them say they're going to vote Democrat, or they want the Democrats to win and the Republicans to lose. So that's what we're up against. People who believe in freedom and people who don't. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Go online to ReadingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plan starts at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
And why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
It's a pleasure to have our friend Julie Kelly back. She's a great site, Declassified with Julie Kelly on Substack. Julie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mark? It's been a while. Thank you so much
it's
for having me.
It's been a while,
on.
But you're the go-to lady on a lot of this stuff. we have this Judge Boasberg, who is a complete out-of-control activist Democrat hack judge who should never have a black robe, who should never be a judge. His rulings are predictable. They're always anti-Trump. They're anti-Trump policies. He's a disgrace. What happened to him yesterday?
So I call him in my piece on Declassified with Julie Kelly, my Substack location. I call him the Rory McIlroy of the D.C. Circuit Court because he just completed the rare feat of back-to-back, winning back-to-back writ of mandamuses. Now, Mark, you are a constitutional attorney.
Yep.
How rare is it for the government to get a writ of mandamus against a federal judge?
Honestly, I never heard of it before. I'm sure it happens. I've never been involved in it in 40-some years. And I know what a writ of mandamus is, just so the public knows. A writ is a writ you get from a court to direct somebody to do something. And here, what Julie is saying is we now have a panel on a circuit court that's issuing a writ to a lower court judge, not just overturning what he's done or sending it back, but really letting him have it between the eyes. Can you explain that?
They did. So this relates to Jeb Boasberg's attempt, 13-month crusade, to try to find a Trump official in contempt of court for allegedly violating an order that he gave in the first Alien Enemies Act lawsuit that was brought before Jeb Boasberg on March 15, 2025. Now, I have a lot of background on my Substack as well, but what happened that night is that Jeb Boasberg, they were flying illegal Venezuelans who were subject to the president's newly enacted Alien Enemies Act proclamation that ordered the immediate removal of illegal Venezuelans tied to Trendaragua. That night, the DHS had two planes flying to El Salvador, where all these men were going to go first, and then go to Venezuela because there's no direct diplomatic route between the U.S. and Venezuela to return their 600,000-plus illegals who were dumped here during the Biden administration. Boasberg outrageously tells the Department of Justice that night at this hearing, it was a Saturday night, you have to return the planes. Turn those planes around. I don't care how you do it. Return the planes back to the United States. Mark, they had already left U.S. airspace. First of all, the deportees were in Texas, not in Washington, D.C., where Boasberg is the D.C. Chief of the D.C. District Court. He was later overturned by the Supreme Court for jurisdiction, so orders them to return these planes. Of course, they don't. And then Boasberg has spent the last 13 months trying to hold someone in contempt, including former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, for not following what he calls his oral order, which, by the way, Mark, was not included in a follow-up written order.
So, and by the way, Julie, that's the landmark case that requires in that district to put those orders in writing so there's no confusion and people have actual notice before you can hold them in contempt. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Correct. So he initiated this contempt inquiry in March. In April of 2025, he issued what he called probable cause findings that the Trump administration had willfully ignored that oral order, and then he set this whole schedule of, you know, ordering declarations from everyone from Kristi Noem to top DOJ officials. So he was doing whatever he could to advance this criminal contempt inquiry. Well, in August of 2025, in a 2-1 panel division, the D.C. Circuit, so this would be the D.C. Appellate Court, for people like me who are unfamiliar with all of this until like 5 years ago, a 2-1 panel put a halt on his contempt inquiries, and they had to issue this writ of mandamus, again, very rare, but ordering him to vacate that probable cause finding. Okay, fine. So it kicks back to Bossberg. After that, everyone thinks, all right, the contempt crusade is over. No, no, no. He reopens it in November, Mark, November of 2025, and with this, he starts ordering live testimony from a former DOJ official who called himself a whistleblower and also the top DOJ prosecutor in this litigation who was present at that hearing back in March of 2025. So he's going to hold a mini trial in his courtroom. So this is what the D.C., another 2-1 panel, in very harsh terms.
Second time.
So the first writ was in August. Again, the Supreme Court calls a writ of mandamus extraordinary relief because you have a court basically usurping the authority of usually another government agency or official. But here we have it twice in less than a year, having to shut down Jeb Bossberg, trying desperately to prove that some Trump official defied his court order, should be held in criminal contempt, and what, maybe go to prison? The whole thing is just completely outlandish and unhinged.
So what did they say in this order to him that was so brutal? They really slapped him down, right?
Yes, they really did. So this was a 2-1 panel. Naomi Rao, who's a Trump appointee, and Justin Walker, also a Trump appointee, on behalf of the Department of Justice, who were seeking this writ of mandamus. You know, they called Bossberg's actions intrusive, antagonistic towards the executive branch, and unwarranted. They called him out for shifting and expanding proceedings. The district court has assumed an improper jurisdiction antagonistic to the executive branch. Mandamus, and this is Naomi Rao writing, is appropriate again to forestall unwarranted judicial intrusion into executive branch decision-making regarding matters of national security and to halt the district court's inquest.
Amazing.
Naomi Rao also calls out Bossberg for disregarding the first writ of mandamus and not respecting what they had outlined first time.
So, Julie, stay with us. I got to take a hard break. I want to pursue this with you further. Because now we have a senator from Missouri, and I agree with him, who wants to urge the House to impeach her. Excuse me, to impeach this judge. And this judge should be impeached. I want to discuss that with you as well. We'll be right back.
Running a small business is a daily balancing act. One late shipment, one price hike, one employee issue, and your whole month, maybe the entire year, could be in trouble. That's where LendSeek comes in.
I needed $100,000 fast to keep up with inventory demands. LendSeek had me funded the same day I applied. Between their AI platform finding the fastest deal and a dedicated funding specialist guiding the process, it couldn't have been easier.
Our AI-driven platform matches your business with the right program from over 100 funders, up to $2 million in as fast as 24 hours. Don't wait until it's too late. If you've been in business at least 2 years with more than $500,000 in annual revenue, qualifying is simple. No collateral, no out-of-pocket costs, no hassle. From lines of credit, term loans to revenue-based financing, LendSeek is open for business. Apply in minutes at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mark Levin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
This is the show the New York Times is afraid of. Mark Levin. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
We're here with our friend Julie Kelly. She's a great reporter, great writer. Her site is Declassified with Julie Kelly. It's on Substack. I encourage you to check it out. And Julie Kelly over here at Just the News Let's see here. The reporting senator calls to impeach Judge Boasberg after appeals court finds abuse of discretion. We're talking about Senator Schmidt of Missouri. And this is, he's basically said, look, that's enough is enough. He urged the House to impeach this guy following a decision by the court, as we know. And he says that they're pursuing this he's pursuing this contempt crusade against Trump. It's an improper investigation, clear abuse of discretion. He called what the three-judge panel did really a smackdown. He said this district court proposes to probe high-level executive branch deliberations about, you know, matters that it really has no authority over whatsoever. What do you make of his point? You know, they're trying to impeach now Pete Hegseth for actually following the law and doing his job, and then we have this judge. I think they need to make an example out of this judge, whether they actually get him removed or not, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've been banging this drum for now, you know, at least since March of 2025 about Jeb Boasberg. The Senate subcommittee led by Ted Cruz held a hearing a few months ago into this matter about perhaps impeaching Jeb Boasberg and Deborah Boardman, who was the judge who gave a slap on the wrist to the man who tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. But as you know, this has to originate in the House. And we believe there have been a few House Republicans who have already introduced some sort of resolution to initiate impeachment proceedings against Jeb Boasberg. Those have gone nowhere. So I don't understand what Republicans are waiting for. The reason why Jeb Boasberg has gotten away with this and really has signaled, as his position as D.C. District Court Chief Judge, arguably the most powerful chief judge in the country because he gets all of the political cases, I think he sent a signal early on by opening this contempt inquiry and proceeding the way that he has that signaled to other federal judges across the country, you can do the same, right? Because we've seen this over and over, particularly in Minneapolis. Where you had the chief judge there, Patrick Schultz, and I've written about this as well on my Substack, he was just basically making up instances of the Trump DOJ defying court orders in all of the immigration cases that originated out of Operation Metro Surge. So you now have judges across the country almost on a daily basis accusing the Trump DOJ or DHS of violating court orders, and they just make things up. Or even the most minimal, you know, missing a deadline by a few hours, they're now claiming is contempt of court. So he really set the stage that has drained the Department of Justice of time, of resources, because they have to now try to defend every phony allegation by like-minded judges, especially in immigration cases, that the DOJ is just systematically ignoring court orders. Not true. But if we have a minute, you can tell me if we do, because I'll tell you what
we do.
And I just want people to know both of these opinions are linked in my piece on my Substack. And Mark, I know you have this my piece on your website as well, so thank you. So people can read for themselves what the D.C. Appellate Court has said. But Jeb Boasberg is still out there trying to force the government, meaning us, taxpayers as well, to pay to return from Venezuela or any other country where these illegals ended up, who were on these two planes, wherever they ended up, to return them to the United States or otherwise enable some sort of remote hearing where they can make habeas claims, even though they're not in U.S. custody anymore.
Habeas claims meaning they're being unconstitutionally held. And by the way, let me just add, it's not a criminal case. What are habeas claims? It's ridiculous.
The whole thing is absurd. So he has still set deadlines to try to force the government, to the Department of Justice and DHS and taxpayers to pay for this, because he said this in a hearing a few months ago, that we would have to pay to return these men if they decided they wanted to come back to the United States and either make their habeas claims or asylum claims or prove that they were not part of Prende Aragua, therefore unlawfully deported under the Alien Enemies Act. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. But trust me,
I was going to say, if you don't, nobody else will. So you stay on top of this, and you let us know when things are breaking again, okay?
I will. I will, Mark.
You're the best. All right, my friend. Take care of yourself. That's Julie Kelly. Check her out on Declassified with Julie Kelly on Substack. And now we're going to get to some of your calls, as I promised. Ready? Here we go. Joseph, Fairfield, Connecticut, XM Satellite. How are you?
Yep. Hello, Mark.
Hello,
I spoke with you many, many years ago as Professor Joe, but I want to talk about the just war doctrine that was proposed in the 4th, 5th century by St. Ambrose, St. Augustine, and this Pope is an Augustinian. He should know that.
By the way, I actually know where you're going with this, because there have been a number of Catholic priests who also happen to be scholars who have been reading today, and I talk about one of them on my video podcast, Seriously, on Liberty's Voice, who said there's no question that this is justified under Catholic doctrine, and he cited the same two people you just cited. Go ahead.
And St. Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century. Now, I've been a Catholic school teacher for 50 years, and I've taught at elementary school. I've taught at high school. I started co-founded a conservative classical high school in Mount Vernon.
Wow.
We have 200 students. It was started in 2001. I taught at two universities, Catholic universities, Fairfield and Sacred Heart, and I taught at the College of New Rochelle for 36 years a night and fought a prep for 20 years.
Why do you wait so long to call? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I called. I used to talk to you about the environment. I coined the initialism BS as bad science. Remember? I don't know if you remember that.
I do. All right, hit up. I don't want to lose time here. Make your point about. You're like an expert in this area. Make your point. Is this preventative war justified under Catholic doctrine?
Well, what President Trump is totally justifiable from what I read with these scholars, these doctors of the church. I read those three about what a just war is. It's a doctrine, and even a theory. It's a doctrine that they came up with. And if you intervene militarily to stop an evil, to perpetuate it even more, to more harm, which President Trump has said that they killed 45,000 of their own people, to stop this evil, which has been perpetrating against the West, against Christianity for 47 years, is absolutely justified. And President Trump is a providential, historic figure that came at the right time to stop this and intervene. I went to City College. I mostly, believe it or not, I know you're Jewish, most of my friends are Jewish. This is in the late 60s. My grandchildren are partly Jewish. So Judeo-Christian theology and will also
justify.
All right,
mine are partly Christian. Go ahead.
Christianity.
Yep.
So Thomas Aquinas extended what St. Ambrose influenced St. Augustine, and he actually converted him. He was a pagan, St. Augustine. And this Pope Leo, is not talking from theology. He's not talking something from doctrine. He's just talking as a man. And this is important.
All right, let me slow you down a little bit. As I went through this at some length today, because I was curious. If you go to war to prevent atrocities, and you have good reason to believe atrocities are going to occur, and you're not going to create more atrocities by trying to prevent these atrocities, it's absolutely justified. If you're going to war to protect innocence, is the way it was put, innocence, particularly people who cannot defend themselves, that is justifiable. And if you're going to war to prevent a bigger war, or to prevent individuals who you know will take actions that will result in this case, a catastrophe, you are justified to go to war. And those are just three of the principles of which you refer to with these two, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine. Go ahead.
And St. Thomas Aquinas had expanded on that even more from what St. Augustine did. But it was St. Ambrose initiated. St. Augustine extended the principles of what a just war is. It's the same thing, Mark, as capital punishment. There is such a thing as legitimate capitalist partnership.
That's
because
right.
How do you equate human life? How do you equate human life with human life if it's purposefully taken by an evil?
But your point, Joseph, is in the Bible, under certain circumstances, capital punishment is justified. And it took place.
Catholic doctrine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, when the president has our military going over there, it's almost like capital punishment, but it's legitimate. It's justifiable if you stop an evil from perpetuating more harm on people, and eventually will create peace. Now, if they did that to Hitler in 1938, they should have intervened. Even
right.
The thinkers at that time weren't too courageous. But President Trump is courageous. He comes at the proper time now, and that's why he's taking the slings and arrows. They're attacking him like crazy because the devil, not talking about evil, the evil one doesn't like this. So the evil one, which is festering in the mullahs of Iran, and they've been festering this evil, because when you kill your own people and 45,000 or more have public hangings because they questioned your authority, that's evil. That's pretty clear.
Why? All right, now one other thing before we run out of time. I got 1 minute. I'm troubled by the fact that there's not enough talk, whether it's out of Rome or other faiths, all faiths, let me put it that way, about the slaughter of the Christians. We're spending more time debating this than we are the slaughter of the Christians in the Congo, the Sudan, and Nigeria, and Syria. Is Benjamin Netanyahu justified in going into Syria to try to protect the Christians? Isn't that a noble and righteous act?
That's a noble and moral, extremely moral and ethical and right and righteous. And also, but there's one more point that Axelrod met with this Pope. About what? He met with him 2 weeks ago. About what? Going
good
after
point.
President Trump, stopped Trump. And this Pope's brother doesn't even, is a pro-Trump supporter, doesn't even like him. His own brother. So what kind of a man is this? I'm talking about
well,
a man.
Look, as a Jew, I'm not comfortable doing that. But On the substantive matter, I don't have a problem discussing that. And you have your Pope who's quite liberal. We have our Reformed Jews, not all, but many of them are quite liberal and quite wrong about what they say, and some of the rabbis are really wrong about what they say. It is what it is. Joseph, you're a breath of fresh air. God bless you, my friend. Got a lot of great calls here. I'm going to try and get to most of them if we can. I don't know. Folks, history is unfolding right before our eyes. President of the United States, he's delivering a very historic, iconic presidency on so many fronts. He's trying to do so many things at once because he knows his time is limited. I know he's keeping an eye on November. We are too, and we're going to play a huge role in this because we will do everything humanly possible to prevent the evil party from taking over. I don't know that we can, but we're going to do everything we can. And that means our system is not based on one man doing great things. It's based on millions of us doing great things and supporting each other and men and women who do great things. That's the way our system is built. And there's a lot more work to be done. And that's where we all come in. I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Unlike any senior organization, and by the way, you don't have to be a senior to join, AMAC is built around the values we hold dear, and that matters a lot. Now, here's the thing. You receive trusted news, outstanding AMAC magazine with all kinds of helpful columns in there, money-saving discounts and benefits on travel and insurance like you've never seen before. Now, if you act right now, you can join for 5 years, $47. That's a little over $9 a year. It's a fitting way to be part of an organization that supports your values. You use those benefits or discounts once. This pays for itself multiple times. So I want to encourage you, whether you're 18, whether you're 48, whether you're 68 or 88, go to AMAC.com. What is it? .us. I apologize. AMAC.us/Levin. That's AMAC.us/LEVIN. Again, AMAC.us/Levin, LEVIN. Grab it, folks. Take advantage of it. 5 years for $47, a little over $9 a year. That's less than a dollar a month. You'll see these discounts and these benefits. Join the Association of Mature American Citizens today. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Red blood.
Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows and Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
With Donald Trump back in office, one of his biggest adversaries, top Democrat Dick Durbin of Chicago, is leading the charge to derail President Trump's agenda at every turn. And now Senator Durbin has a new scheme, a government takeover of your credit card. Right now, Americans have thousands of credit card options, all with equal strong security. But Durbin's plan could result in less security. That means more risk for your credit, your identity, and your financial future. Now, Durbin's bill isn't about helping consumers. It's a giveaway to corporate megastores, which could shift costs onto you while putting your rewards and fraud protections in jeopardy. We've seen Durbin's failed policies before. His last big banking regulation backfired, leading to higher costs and fewer benefits for American families. Tell Republican senators, stop Durbin's government takeover of your credit card before it's too late. Learn more at guardyourcard.com. That's guardyourcard.com. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
So far. Find out more about Mark Levin by going to his website, marklevinshow.com.
Neil and I got married in Skandass after my first year in law school with a huge reception thrown by the Hunter family.
Say what? You got to add that to the to our collection, I think. Here's a person who is despicable, a despicable woman who's in Congress. Name is Representative Bonnie Coleman, Democrat of New Jersey. Utterly disgusting. Cut 17, go.
Because if we wanted to eliminate abuse and fraud, we eliminate the President of the United States from the office right now and the rest of the sycophants in his administration. that are allowing him to do so many illegal things.
First of all, she is a mental degenerate. So we should eliminate the President of the United States. How many people have you heard talk about this today? Probably none. Certainly not on any major news site. Certainly not on any of these aggregating news sites. This is disgusting. So every word that comes out of Trump's mouth gets magnified a thousand times. And here this barely literate, degenerate woman, Democrat from New Jersey, says if you want to eliminate abuse and fraud, you have to eliminate the President of the United States from office right now and the rest of his sycophants. These people are vile. They are violent. They're gaslighting people all over the damn place. Very dangerous crowd. They just are. And they always have been. They always have been. Let me ask you folks something. If a family made $52,000 a year, spent over $73,000, was already more than $1 million in debt, what would you call that? Insolvency, right? Well, that's exactly, if you will, what the U.S. Treasury has admitted in its own financial report. So what happens next? More money printing. More pressure on savers and retirees. Fewer options for people who planned ahead, like some of you. Washington isn't going to protect your purchasing power. They're not going to protect your pension, your salary, your savings, none of it. You have to do that yourself. Washington is the problem, not the solution. That's why for decades, investors have turned to physical gold and silver to diversify. Diversification, that's the key. Real money, gold and silver, with no counterparty risk. Now, I work with Monetary Gold because they explain everything up front, every fee, every option, before you move a single dollar. No pressure, just information. I really like these people. They're the best of the best. I want you, for your own sake, call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD, or visit marklovesgold.com, marklovesgold.com. Ask for their free gold and silver guide. This is crucial. People ask me about gold and silver all the time. Get this free gold and silver guide. It's the most popular guide in the last quarter century. 877-NOW-GOLD. Go ahead, press the buttons. 877-NOW-GOLD or go to marklovesgold.com. Don't wait. Certainly don't wait for the next crisis. That means it's too late. Get help to protect yourself now. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. What a show. Glad you've been here. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, ICE. And we wish the best to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, in Israel, in Persia, and you, the American people. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. Check out my podcast at Liberty's Voice. See you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got their money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.